This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The MUT Annual Research Awardees. I've got Miss Nokanyam Timane, right? Timane, my bad. And then we've also got Dr. Mabongi Mvuyane nearby. We're going to be speaking to her as well. They both won the Silver Bronze Research Award. We've also got Prof. Dr. Bethel Mtwanga. Yes. So we're sitting across Miss Temane. She's coming from the Faculty of Natural Sciences. I'm doing great. How does it feel to be a research award winner? Congratulations.
And it's like an affirmation of servants. So it's really, really uplifting.
That's beautiful. For someone, Hlambe, who's listening, because we know that our listeners are range from the age of 18 all the way to 30. For someone who's listening and they're probably 18, maybe they're going to go into university next year and they don't know, Guti, what is the Faculty of Natural Sciences? What does it have to do with? Ungabatshela ngani nje about the department?
Okay, so I am from the biomedical sciences department. So what we do is we are the people that diagnose disease. So before your doctor gives you a diagnosis, they send your bloods to us and then we tell you what's wrong with you. And then they give you the diagnosis in a nutshell.
That sounds quite exciting, even for someone like me who graduated from the Faculty of Management Sciences. But I think being able to do that groundwork of actually being able to find information, research of what is the diagnosis of each disease is exciting. Speaking of research, why would you say it's important I'm a student, they're doing a course where research is not a module or manje if it's a diploma or degree, but they are thinking of furthering their studies. Why would you say to that student it's important for them to look at research methodology? Because I know Messi it sounds quite scary.
I think young people should really want to be engaged in research because you get to be part of the solutions, finding the problems and finding the solutions in your communities and whatever interest or not. So for me, research is fulfilling because every day when I wake up, I don't know what I'm going to find. Yeah. So, and for a moment in that lab, just for a moment, that I know I need to distribute to the community of medical scientists or anyone that is interested to reading my work. And most of my work that I do in the biomedical sciences, I have worked with my students that I teach in the department. And it has been very fulfilling and it's beautiful to also see them grow as well as I grow. And most of them, they take that work and they submit it as part of their application for their master's degree going forward from that degree.
Yeah. So far, how many research publications have you released?
At the moment, I have 15 publications.
15? Yeah. Wow. 15 publications. Talk about
journals.
Black woman taking over.
Journals and a few book chapters. I've published in medical education and in public health. But my niche area is medicinal plants for diabetes management. So I'm trying to do drug discovery research for diabetes. So, yeah.
Wow. That is really, really interesting. And, okay, I know this question is a bit, but would you say your field is a male dominated field?
Not really. Biomedical sciences, it's balanced, not as bad as other fields. It's really balanced because I mean everyone is born a scientist, and then because we have different sciences, the management science is a science, the natural science is a science. So I believe everyone is born as a scientist. So some people gravitate through the applied sciences like ours and diagnostic medicine. So it's really balanced. And a lot of young men and young ladies are joining the department. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see them and the projects that they come up with. Seven of my publications have been with my students, actually.
Wow. You look so beautiful, by the way. I know most of the time I usually see you at the conferences, not just this one, the MUT Research Indaba conference. And you always look on point. Even today, you look gorgeous. I just have to say that. Not just an intelligent woman, but also very good looking as well. So you're one of the youngest out of the research awardees. That is amazing. How does that feel? A huge milestone, eh?
It is. It is. It was very emotional. Okay.
Oh, wow.
It was very emotional in that it affirms that the university is acknowledging the voice of young people, yes, and upcoming researchers, and they're doing everything they can to support our ambitions. And there's a space for young people in the university, and that is very encouraging as well.
It is. So now, as we wrap up the conversation, any takeaways from today's MET Research in Indaba? Any takeaways? Maybe
it was lovely. The deans from the different faculties presented, and the DVCs presented the theme of this Indaba is that, yeah, collaboration. You can collaborate. Yabo, when they present their project, you can see yourself, oh, as a medical scientist, this is how I can assist in this project. So the theme and the key theme here is, how can we collaborate as a university in order to improve the outputs?
Wow, that is absolutely great. I had a great time speaking with you. And I must say, after this conversation, I kind of wish that maybe I went into biomedical science, because maybe Nami Yabo could have won a research award.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.